Off pass, Dean, a shot. Belches in on goal. Now in front on. He scores! He scores! Dean has done it again! Overtime heaven!
Alexander Steen retires earlier today, and we're talking a lot about the former Blue now, and what a great career for Alexander Steen, and congratulations on his retirement. Yeah, I don't know if we said that, but congratulations. Steve Ott, former Blue himself, now Blues assistant coach, joins us via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. Otter, I know you were on the ice for that goal that Steiner just scored on the way back, the audio we had. I'm wondering, did you slow change it to make sure you got your plus on that play?
I think Hitch made a coaching mistake and stuck me out there by accident.
How did you end up out there with Steiner? Oh, Hitch, you must have been livid.
Or it was a great coaching choice. I mean, obviously you could see that no-look-back pass there through my legs, I believe it was, to Steiner for wide-open net. I mean, it was pretty easy for Steiner to put that thing in, I believe.
Yeah, it's a good thing it worked. Otherwise, Hitch would have blown a gasket on you.
Absolutely. I would have never saw another shift.
Look, obviously, the news coming out this morning, I'm sure that guys have had some thought about it for the last couple weeks of what could happen. But this morning, Alexander Steen officially retiring. You had the unique opportunity of being a teammate of his and then coaching him. And so as we try to get our listeners to get a little peek behind the curtain, you know, what was Alexander Steen like as a teammate? And then what was it like to coach a guy like Alexander Steen following your career?
Well, you know, you're like you said, I was lucky enough to see, I mean, I guess you can say all three sides of things. I played against him, played with him.
And oh, that's right, yeah.
So I got to see all the versions of Alexander Steen from different perspectives. But, you know, to be from the day I got there, I was actually seated beside him in the dressing room. So not only was I able to become really close friends with him, but also then getting onto the on-ice part of it, you got to see what a player he was. At the time, he was probably the most complete player I had the chance to ever play with in my career. And when I say that,
well, that's a pretty big statement. You play with like Yuri Latinen and those other guys, like that's pretty big.
You're right. And guess what? None of those guys was the quarterback on the back end of the power play, which was running, I think, first or second in the league for the whole season. None of those guys were the first out of the door on the penalty kill. And none of those guys are playing, you know, the 20 minutes against the hardest players in the game. So the amount of hard miles that Steiner's put on his body, the way he played, you know, when I say full compete, full competitive player, you knew he was out there every single moment of the game, and he was in every single key situation for myself as a teammate playing with him. And the ultimate respect off the ice, always looking out for, you know, the other teammates in his leadership role. Family stuff. I can go down the list. It truly is a real special player on and off the ice, especially as a teammate. He just brought so much to the team, especially playing with him for sure.
Since you just brought up the leadership aspect about it, we were talking about it before you came on about, okay, Alex Pietrangelo moves on. We've got Steen now retiring. As an assistant coach and a part of Craig Berube's coaching staff, you can't teach leadership, but how do you open up the door for other guys now to assume those roles that Petro and Steen had as your leaders?
You know, that's a great question, and it adds into the part of being on the other side of things and coaching Alex. And when I say coaching him, his mind for the game is very detailed-based, and the details that he's kind of presented to other guys to kind of help their game. You've seen it throughout our Stanley Cup win when he was basically on the fourth line and doing all the role type of player in the sense of the end of his portion of his career there, how much leadership has came from that exact moment, you know, stepping down the line of accepting his role, pushing the details on other players and passing that torch. And to be honest with you, that's the on-ice stuff, the off-ice stuff. You know, he's obviously going to still be a big part of these guys' friendships and help, you know, mentor the next core group of leadership that's gone. And, it, you know, he's a phone call away, obviously, or, you know, hopefully he comes around the rink lots and can be there to help these guys, because he is a tremendous leader. And the big thing is you know, you learn leadership through examples, and Sinner left the left everything there to have these guys grasp that next leadership. So yes, it's big shoes to fill in the sense of leadership when you're losing great leaders like we have in the last little bit. But lucky enough, he's been one of the big reasons to breed the next and upcoming leaders that are just going to follow on right in his footsteps.
Honor, I'm interested at the near the end of your career, or maybe this was a thing that you thought about throughout it. Did you know you wanted to get into this aspect of it? Did you know you wanted to coach? Because I hear everything that you're talking about, Steiner, and then I think to myself, well, that sounds like coach written all over it. Like, did you know that about yourself? And do you see any of those characteristics in Alexander Steen potentially in the future?
You know what? I definitely think he's got a brilliant hockey mind. I have no idea his own personal situation, if he wants to be a detailed coach in those facts or some portion of management or whatnot, but his brain is brilliant for hockey. Obviously, with his pedigree from his father, he's all he's known as hockey, so he's definitely an encyclopedia on the game. And you know, he challenges guys to continue to be better, even as a player, even off the ice as a coach. So he has those attributes for sure. My situation was a little bit different. I was injured for many, many games in a row where I had an opportunity to sit up in the crowd and spend a little bit of time as a healthy scratch as well. So I learned it the other way, the hard way, when I did retire. So, but for him, he finished out on such a high note his whole career. It's too bad that his body's had so much hard miles on that body, and it's just, you know, time catches up with you.
Talking with Steve Ott, former Blues player and current assistant coach, Stanley Cup champion assistant coach. Otter, what I wanted to talk to you about a little bit here is, how beneficial is it now for you guys as a coaching staff to have gone through every phase with Alexander Steen? And let me explain it. You went through the highs for sure, and I don't want to call them lows, but you mentioned earlier he's at the end of his career. And you guys approach him with a tough scenario of, hey, look, we're going to have to use you in a different way now. It's not going to be first out on the penalty kill. It's not going to be quarterbacking the power play. You do have a massive role ahead of you by playing on the fourth line and being that glue guy. So now how beneficial is that for you guys moving forward when you have other players that maybe – you know as well as I do, that think maybe they're able to contribute more, but they're not, or aging players that think they still have all of it, but they don't. For you guys as a coaching staff, it's got to have an advantage to have a blueprint in front of you of what those guys could contribute, even if they're not on the first line anymore.
Well, you know, Chief had to have that hard conversation with Steiner, obviously, and they sat down and talked about it. And you want to talk about character is when you leave a meeting like that and Steen fully bought in to help a team win and accept that role to help make the team better in a whole. You go back to game seven and he still played 16, 17 minutes in that game seven against Boston. And arguably, if we don't have that fourth line the way that they played throughout that whole playoffs, we wouldn't have won the cup. He's that big of a factor in that throughout that whole playoff run. Accepting not only his role, but playing such hard shutdown minutes, you know, first out of the door, every single penalty kill, blocking shots, broken feet, you name it. He really laid it on the line. And like you said, it's not easy for a player to accept that as they age. But when you have a guy that strong a character, it just builds the factor of a team man, team first mentality. And that's a huge, huge reason that leadership that we talked about let us excel to where we won.
So, Otter, the one big void that's going to be left as well with Steiner retiring is when the new guys and the young guys come in and they go shopping at IKEA, they're going to have a hard time assembling all that furniture without him. Are you, I know you're well-traveled like myself. Will you be able to help those guys put that together? Because let's be honest, those are challenging.
They are, you know, and I've done a couple bunk bed sets and queens, and the ones with the drawers I think are the worst, and you forget to put the wrong screw in, and oh, what a mess, right? So, you know what, the Swedes don't even use the instructions, so that's how good they're at it. So we'll leave that up to Steiner and the rest of the Swedes to help those guys out.
Well, I agree with you, and I always end up with a couple of screws left over, and I say, screw it, I just take the chances and I put bets on who's going to fall through the furniture. But that being said, Otter, look, man, we really appreciate you coming on today and giving us the perspective of being a teammate, being an opponent of Alexander Steen, and coaching with him, and certainly being a great friend with him. So thanks a lot for your time, man. I know you guys are busy getting ready for the season, which hopefully is coming up soon. Have a great holiday. Have a good time with the wife, the kids, and we'll chat soon.
Likewise, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be able to talk about Alex. I'm sure it's an emotional day for him. Thoughts going everywhere, but you know what? He's going to look back on his career and be awfully proud of it because he left it all out there. And it's a pleasure to be able to talk to a great friend, a great teammate, and obviously look forward to his future and seeing where he goes with the game in his life.
Well said, Steve. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care.
Thanks, guys.